Hey guys, this is Life Talks with Scott. It is August 25th, and today we're talking about God building his church. So, like I said in the intro, today we're really going to talk about kind of what's going on right now, what I feel the Lord's doing with his church. You know, we're in this season where when I take a step back from everything and try to look at the forest of what's going on, you see the Lord is moving. I mean, he is he's really moving right now and positioning things. It is such a positioning season where he is getting things ready and positioning things. Even things that we maybe haven't thought of or that we aren't aware of, he's moving things around. You know, he is the master strategist, obviously, and you know, he's just moving things around. And I think sometimes we can in the church we can get worried, like, you know, we're not doing what we need to do. You know, we need to rise up, we need to do this. And I understand those are all great things, and we need to so don't mishear me here. But you know, it brings me to the verse in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, when, you know, they're talking about Jesus, and that's where Peter says, Jesus says, "Who am I? You know, who do people say I am?" And he says, "Who do you say I am?" Peter says, "You know, you're the Christ," right? And then in verse 18, Jesus says this, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And, you know, it's a small verse, but the thing I love about that verse is Jesus says that I will build my church. He doesn't say, "And you will build my church." He says, "I will build my church." And so the construction and the building of the church really is the Lord's responsibility. Now, we partner with him, obviously. And so we get to this dilemma where, you know, to what extent do my actions affect the plans of the Lord? Let's just stop and think about that one. To what extent do my actions or inactions affect the plans of the Lord? Because we can see examples in Scripture where our actions or inactions of humanity, right, can affect the Lord's purposes. You know, they don't stop them from happening, but they can delay them. And then there are instances where they don't. He says it's going to happen no matter what, right? You know, the Lord was going to flood the earth. You know, regardless of what happened, the earth was going to be flooded. It wasn't like Noah had to sit there and pray and intercede for the flood to come, right? But then there are other examples where, you know, Elijah prayed for rain, right? Okay, Elijah then prayed for, you know, he prayed for the rain to stop, then he prayed for the rain to come. Okay, so that was because of the fervent prayers of a righteous man, all right? So we have examples of both. But we need to know that God's ultimate purposes and plans will come forth for the church. He will build his church. And so all of that to say is right now, if you are a builder, which I don't know how many of you out there listening are builders or, you know, are people who just, so let me define that real quick. So what's a builder? A builder is someone who's always thinking about building the church. What do we need to build? What do we need to add on? Not someone who just has great ideas, but, you know, you're really willing to go forth and build something that the Lord is calling you to build, okay? Like David building the house of the Lord, or at least getting it ready, even though Solomon built it. And so you get these type of people. Rulers a lot of times are builders. They're not the only people who build. Apostolic is really associated with building. And so all that to say is, you know, if you're like me and you take a step back, I can't help but see the Lord's hand positioning and moving things in alignment. Like, it's almost like all these things are being brought in. Even things that we haven't planned on are being brought in as the Lord is building his church and getting it ready. So if you're listening to this and you say, what's the point of this podcast? The point is, have hope and be encouraged, because the Lord is moving and he is positioning things, right? regardless of what you do right now, the Lord is positioning things. Okay, He is active. He is moving. And it is for a climax, right? That is for a breakthrough, for a release. There's a positioning where God is getting His church ready to be able to steward and hold what's about to come. All right. And that is so clearly seen. And now more than ever, just here personally at Christian Center, things are just like aligning. And it's really the Lord doing it, not us. And I think that's really important. The other thing the Lord's doing is people are going to start stepping into their functions. Okay. And so what does that mean? That means we're starting to see people step into the function that the Lord has given them within His body. Some people who maybe haven't felt connected or involved with something, it's like you're starting to see people are stepping into their functions and purposes at a level that I'm just like, oh my gosh. And that's exciting because it's not something we're doing. It's the Lord is really doing this. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say is the Lord is doing a work. And so what is our role in this work? Well, as long as we're not in disobedience and we're listening, we're going to be good, right? So I love the simplicity of faith. And the Bible is you hear the voice of the Lord. This is biblical faith. You hear the voice of the Lord. You hear the Lord and you just obey. That is faith, right? That is faith. And obedience is a lot of times an action, but sometimes it is just standing in agreement with what the Lord says and believing it, right? And not disbelieving it. And it's not a mental belief. It is a belief that manifests through your actions. In fact, it's like you believe it so much that it affects the way that you act and interact with those around you, right? God spoke to Abraham, and, you know, we get the famous verse, and Abraham believed Him, and it was credited to him as righteousness. But God had spoken to Abraham even before then, and that's why Abraham left his hometown, right, and went to the promised land. The land of Canaan, okay? And so there is an action because he believed Him, so he went, he left, he participated with it. So these are things that we know to be true in throughout Scripture, okay? God speaks, people partner with it. God spoke to Moses about delivering His people. Moses went to Egypt, right? Moses, even though there was some arguing there, he went, right? He went to deliver His people. The Lord's people. So in this season, when the Lord's building and positioning things, listen to what He's really putting in your heart in this season, because He's bringing out the functions and the giftings of people to align you in His church, right? At the beginning of this whole COVID thing, I remember we said, this is a season where you find out what part of the body you are, okay? And that is exactly what's happening. And so be encouraged. Don't feel like you have to run ahead of the Lord right now because He's moving. So don't run ahead of the Lord, but just listen. And what He is telling you, obey it. It's really simple. Just don't be in disobedience. All right, let's say that. Just don't be in disobedience. Your disobedience isn't going to stop the Lord from moving, but it will stop you from being a part of what He's doing. All right. And that, I think, is really important for us to understand, because when you really see it, you get exciting, and it's like, oh, God, thank You. You are doing it, right? And for me, that gives me a lot of peace to know that it's not up to me to build His church. It's up to me to be obedient to what He says, okay? And so I'm not the one having to figure out what do we need to do. I'm just the one who's having to sit here saying, Lord, what are You telling me to do? And I need to listen and be obedient. And so all that to say, great things are happening right now. Don't look at the media, because the media is probably the vehicle right now of the enemy to sow fear, discord, hatred, everything you can imagine. But really come to the Lord and look at Him and His plans, because it is it's really exciting what's going on. There is so much movement right now, and it's not people movement, it is the Lord moving and positioning things. So that's all I wanted to talk about today. We'll pick up on Thursday with another podcast. So I hope you guys are blessed. Have a blessed week. And hey, look, remember, we are pushing in at Christian Center for this healing word that John West gave last Sunday. I know he talked about 60 people being healed that week. But there's this something right now where we as a church need to push into this, really push into it and possess and take ownership of what the Lord wants to give us. So that looks like you praying for people. Pray for people, your family, pray for people in your area of influence, but just pray for people for healing and watch as the Lord touches them. And I just want to pray a blessing over you guys. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing right now on earth. Lord, and I pray for everyone who's listening to this podcast. I pray that you put your fire right now in their hands, Lord, for healing, that you anoint them for healing right now, Heavenly Father, that they will be able to lay hands on those who are sick and they will recover, Lord. I pray that you put a burning zeal in them, Father, to walk in the fullness of your kingdom and to become a part of your body and to step into their assignment and their function that you've created them for, Lord. I bless them in your name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, y'all have a blessed week.